cryptocurrency is full of volatility. If we have a certain coin at 100 rupees today, we never know, it can be 50 tomorrow or it can also be 150 tomorrow. Who wants to enjoy such a cryptocurrency in the mainstream financial system when it is so volatile? Nobody would want to see their thousands of rupees turning into hundreds of rupees just within one day, right? Hence, there is a need of something called as a stable coin. We want a cryptocurrency. Yes, we want a cryptocurrency. We want a decentralized currency. We want blockchain, but we don't want it so volatile. We want there to be some kind of a respite and we want some kind of a stability. And that is where the stable coins come to the rescue. The stable coins are the decentralized version of today's financial fiat currencies, but they are really, really stable. And that gives a lot of relief to anybody who is wanting to transact in the cryptocurrency world. Now, there are various kinds of stable coins as well. Tether is one of the most used and adopted stable coin currently, that is USDT, but there is something else called as Terra as well, which is doing something which not even Tether is doing and doing it really, really well. So friends, in this episode, we'll be talking about what is the Terra network and what is Luna. So let's dive deep into how the Terra network works and should you own this stable coin. The Terra network has found a unique way to mint stable coins that are pegged to various fiat currencies of the world. There is something called as UST, which is pegged to USD. There is something called as INT, which is pegged to the fiat currency of INR, right? What is UST? What is INT? These are the Terra versions of USD and INR, you can say. So these are the stable coins that are pegged to USD and INR respectively. The price of one UST will always be near about one US dollars, and the price of one INT will nearly be around one INR. Apart from INR and USD, there are stable coins minted and pegged against the Korean won, that is the KNT. There is JPT, which is pegged against the Japanese yen, that is JPY as well. So each and every corner of the world, there is one stable coin in the Terra network. So somebody working in Korea, if he needs to make a payment to somebody working in the US, he will quickly swap his KNT to UST on the Terra blockchain and transfer it to someone who is working in the US. So it is that simple. Now, how is the value of one UST maintained the same as one USD? And likewise in all other cryptocurrencies as well. This is with the help of the coin called Luna. Luna is actually the heart of the entire Terra blockchain. Luna is a cryptocurrency which is used to stake so that the transactions take place in the Terra blockchain. It is used for staking so that there is a good collateral as well towards all these other stable coins, and which can be used to enhance the system so that the validators, the node validators who own Luna, can have a part and a say when there is any kind of voting or a consensus, so that the system of Luna and the system of the Terra network can be improved. So Luna is that cryptocurrency, that coin which is native to the Terra blockchain, which can be staked and which is staked on the system, so that all of this entire system can function smoothly. So what happens is, if somebody has got a considerable amount of Luna in his wallet, he can stake it on the blockchain. He has got the powers so that he can make any kind of a change, he can vouch for any kind of a technological change on the ecosystem or the blockchain of Terra, and he is also responsible for the smooth functioning of the entire blockchain. He is actually the person who is staking, and whenever any transaction takes place, he gets the rewards out of his staked cryptocurrencies in the form of gas fees and rewards as well. So he earns a good staking reward, as well as he also gets to participate in the volatility of the cryptocurrency of Luna itself. So it's a double advantage for the person who is actually staking and holding the Luna cryptocurrency. Now, how are the values of the stable coins maintained exactly same as the fiat currency that it is pegged to? This is again with the help of Luna. Now, what happens is, let's say there is a lot of UST over here, stacked up over here, but the demand for this UST goes up, which will shoot up the price of UST as well, and it can go about $1, right? So in that case, there is Luna which is coming to the rescue. A few coins of Luna are burnt, and a few of these coins are added to the community pool, and the rest is added up to this stack of UST. So Luna gets converted to UST, and the supply to UST is increased. When the supply to anything is increased, the value of that thing will come down. So when the demand goes up, the value goes up, but when the supply goes up, the value comes down. Hence, to bring the value down to $1, a certain amount of Luna is burnt, and a certain amount of it goes down to the community pool, and the rest is added over here to this stack of UST to increase the supply and bring down the value. Similarly, if one value of UST goes down below $1, some UST is converted back to Luna so that the supply is decreased. And when supply is decreased, the value shoots up and it comes somewhat near and equal to $1. So this is how Luna helps to monitor and manipulate and run the entire ecosystem of the Terra stable coins. Terra is powered by the Tendermint consensus, which is a way of working of validators to run the system, as we just discussed. So these validators are responsible for authorizing the transactions on the nodes, taking part in the consensus, and helping to improve the system each and every day. If you make a payment with the help of the Terra network, it gets credited to the merchant within 6 seconds. And you also have to pay a transaction fee of around 0.6%. As of November 2020, Terra processed around $330 million worth of payments on its network. And the revenue that is generated out of these payments was around $3.3 million. All of this $3.3 million was given to the stakers, that is the people who were staking the cryptocurrencies, as staking rewards. And most of this $3.3 million came from the Korean payment app called Chai. CHAI is a very renowned Korean payments app. So Chai, and the other one is a Mongolian payment app, which is called as MemePay. These are the top two payments platforms which use the Terra network for transactions. All of this revenue gets distributed to the stakeholders who are staking their cryptocurrencies. And in that sense, Terra is very unique to other cryptocurrencies, which distributes its revenue to the stakers. The Terra network belongs to the Terraform Labs, which is a Korean company. The Terraform Labs has given birth to two such decentralized platforms which are ruling the charts currently, and they are Mirror and Anchor. Mirror is a platform which gives a digital representation of real-time assets like the US equities, like the bonds and the real estate. And the other one, that is Anchor, is giving a platform for the Terra blockchain to stake in various cryptocurrencies and get good block rewards and staking rewards in return. So what all of this does, what does Mirror and what does Anchor do? It increases the demand for the Terra stable coins. When you have something which is given birth by you, it has to have some kind of a motive, right? So when people are transacting on Mirror, when people are transacting on Anchor, the demand for the Terra stable coins will increase. When the demand for Terra stable coins will increase, the value will increase, the value for Luna will also increase, right? So this is the way in which Terra functions. It creates its own governance, it creates its own demand, and it manipulates its own blockchain with the help of Luna so that the stable coins are pegged to various leading fiat currencies of the world. This kind of working of a cryptocurrency makes Terra a hybrid kind of a cryptocurrency, which can do so many things on its own in its own ecosystem. The following of Terra or Luna is huge in Korea, wherein nearly all the transactions are done in KRT using the famous Korean payments app, as we just discussed, that is CHAI Chai, right? And as far as transactions fees is concerned, Terra is ranked number 3 in the entire world in terms of the revenue that is generated from the transaction fees, and that is after Ethereum and Bitcoin. So number 3 comes Terra. So with this, you can understand there is so much of transaction already happening using the stable coins of Terra. Not even Tether can match this kind of a demand for the Terra network.